Now it is my privilege to introduce the Provost and Executive Vice President for Academic Affairs, Peter Nichols.
Members of the graduating class, their families and friends, welcome to this, the 130th commencement exercises of the University of Connecticut. It is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you the student who, on the basis of academic performance, has been designated as the representative of the graduating class, Adam Penarola.
Thank you, Provost Nichols. Fellow graduates, I admit that I thought it would be easy to draw upon our shared experiences here at UConn when speaking to you today. However, upon thinking about it, I found myself unable to find much common ground between all of us. We have among us three-year students, five-year students, CLAS students, fine arts students, business students, athletes, and non-athletes. We represent all facets of life here at school. Eventually, I came to realize, rather than a collection of shared experiences, the one common thread that unites all of us is that we've been shaped by the lessons and opportunities provided by UConn. I then thought, why not share the most important lesson that I learned in college? Sure, I thought, sounds great, but in order to do that, I have to tell you a story in which I learned that lesson, and I then had to decide what story I wanted to tell. Would it be the story about butchering Howie Day's Collide, singing at a Towers Coffeehouse performance? No, it wouldn't be that story, because you'd think I was ridiculous. Would it be the story about the monkey that ran across the road while I was driving at 4 a.m? Believe it or not, that experience didn't teach me anything other than 4 a.m. is a time for sleep and not much else. I could tell you the story about the time my band played on the roof of one of the fraternity houses, but my parents are in the audience today, and I've said too much already. No, today I'm going to tell you about Izzy. My freshman year of college, I was not a particularly social person. I didn't have many friends. I couldn't master that technique of just casually hanging out in someone else's room without a reason to be there. Visiting friends without reason or cause, I've since discovered, is practically the cornerstone of college society. But Izzy was a member of the housekeeping staff in Buckley, where I lived. And over the year, he became my friend. We spoke Spanish together. We talked about God and life and plans for the future. To many students, he gave nicknames. My CA was called Spider-Man. Two girls on the floor above were Hurricane and Tornado. I, like many others, was simply Amigo. His kindness toward me was invaluable, and I regret to this day that I did not thank him for his friendship. Izzy, to me, represents the sort of kindness that I believe we should all strive for in our lives. There was no reason for him to be kind to me. I was a total stranger, but he was kind to me, and it made all the difference that year. This is what Izzy taught me, that with a small gesture of kindness, it is possible to make a huge change in someone else's life. After today, you enter into a world of strangers, much as you did at the beginning of college. You may soon have a job, a family, a house, and a whole new set of responsibilities. Pressure from the outside world can make us all forget the importance of simply being kind to each other. No matter what you do after UConn, you would do well to spread kindness liberally. For with one simple act, it is possible to make a huge difference in someone else's life. Thank you, Izzy. Thank you all. I wish you luck for the future and bid you farewell.